The proverbial curtain will go up this Friday for the latest production to come out of Sackville's Marshlight Theatre. CHMA called up the director of Dirty Blonde to ask about the play and find out why she thinks Sackvillians should make it out to the Studio Theatre on Fairfield Road to catch it.
My name is Patricia Legere, and I'm the director of Dirty Blonde, the play that's going on at Marshlight Theatre starting Valentine's Day. And my background, well, I've always been involved with theatre, and that's what I've done for my living, either directing, teaching, acting, singing, all kinds of different things, and writing. I'm from Memram Cook, but I lived in British Columbia for about 30 years. And then when I came back in 2006, I worked mostly in French here. And this is the first time, I think, other than maybe commercials or something like that, that I'm working in English here in New Brunswick. So I had taught a class at Marshlight last spring, and I was asked if I wanted to direct something. So I said yes.
And here you are.
And here I am, yeah.
All right, well, what's the experience been like so far? Marshlight is a relatively new theater company, although it's a combination of two previously existing companies, but how's it been going so far?
Well, good. There's all kinds of changes going on there. They've built some risers. They've just making some changes with curtains and stuff. So there's a lot of good energy going in there. And so it's fun that, you know, my production has just come in when those changes are happening. So it's fun. I think they did a little bit of renovating in the bathroom and everything. So it's all fresh and ready for this production. And as far as the cast, for instance, how I chose the cast from Sackville, I think there's one person from Amherst, yes, and one from Bevep, and otherwise they're from Sackville. But when I've been asked, commissioned to do some work in community theater, which I had been in as theater and as artist in residence, like at the Moni Monifev in Memram Cook, I like to go and choose people, some people that have already done theater, but some people that have never stepped on the stage. And I like to train them because I've taught theater a lot, and I like to see how it makes them feel when they go up on stage and get the applause and the laughs and everything, and really make a difference in their lives and, you know, the people that know them. So that's something I enjoyed. So in this production, you have, I believe, three people that have done quite a bit of theater. And then we have four people that either have not, or they did a play way back in high school or something like that. So it's a lot of fun. And the ones that I did choose that I asked, I went snooping around Sackville and watching people, and I chose some people, and they really, really are natural born actors. So it's a great cast.
Okay, so you're saying you sort of did reconnaissance around Sackville as opposed to
yes.
hosting auditions? You kind of went out and sought people?
Yeah, I did. I was kind of limited for time because I work I was working on a film, and so I didn't have a lot of time to do big auditions. So I thought, I'm going to go out, and I went to Cranewood, and I went to different places. I asked people around and stuff. I even went to Rockport to an open mic there, and I went to spy on one person in particular, but ended up sitting next to somebody that I asked to be in the play. So that's how it worked. It's quite funny to have them come up. And one person I asked, and I couldn't believe it, that he was willing to go for a lead role and go for it. And he's so natural. That's Craig Farish. There's Bucky Butler, who a lot of people know because he's very involved in town, lots of comedic talent there. And so I'm really happy with how it turned out with the people who had no experience, but you can't tell. It's really amazing.
Now tell me about how you came to choose this play, this particular play.
Well, before I was living in Victoria, British Columbia, and I saw this play at a wonderful theater that usually does Canadian plays, but I saw this one, and it was done as a three-hander, like three actors on stage, and I really enjoyed it a lot and thought, well, I want to do this play, and I'd probably do it with more than the three actors, because they were, you know, they just had lots of hats and minimal set and everything, and it was like a tour de force that they were all playing these different roles. But I thought, wow, it'd be a good play to do with maybe six or seven people. And so, you know, that was a long time ago. It was like in 2001 or two. And it was always at the back of my mind. So when they asked me to do a play, I thought of that one. Because what I like about it is, like, it's action-packed. There's lots going on. And it's not a musical, but Mae West sings, so there's some songs in it. And there's some very touching moments and funny moments. It seems to have it all in that play. So that's why I chose it.
All right. What's your pitch to folks in Sackville about why they should, you know, stop in at Marshlight in the next couple of weeks?
Well, it's, you know, Mae West is a very compelling character. You know, she's a woman from the, well, she started in 1911, but she got known worldwide in the 30s because she defied conventions and she kind of reshaped the entertainment industry. And there's a lot of her one-liners. She was famous for her one-liners that remain today. And the younger people may not know who it's from, but, you know, they know the lines. So her wit remains. And there's this double storyline. So there's two of her fans that you see their lives too. And I think people are going to come to the theater. There's so much going on and a beautiful little set. And it's very dynamic. So they're not going to be bored. And I think they're going to leave the theater with songs in their head, earworms, but also, you know, they're going to leave with a smile on their face. It really feels good to be part of that show and to watch the show, because I get to watch it as the director. So I know that the tickets are sold. Well, I think there's one ticket left for three of the shows this weekend, but there's still room on Valentine's Day. And I think it would be an excellent thing to go see on Valentine's Day and bring your sweetheart to, because you're going to leave there in a good mood, guaranteed.
That's Patricia Legere, director of Dirty Blonde, which opens at Marshlight Theatre this Friday, February 14th. Tickets and more information are available at marshlight.ca.
This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.